Like that, since they're both signing Shem, since they both don't know, we can't let them swear there. How could they swear? The Masik and the Nizik, the fact that they do not know what happened, exactly when did the Parah give birth. So therefore they say, Chokim without a Shua. But over here, where there's a time as of Bari Vibari, that it's possible that Desmond should make them swear, Henachnami, maybe Simchus would also agree. That true, the Din is Mamun Amutu Besophic is Chokim, and we divide it up. But if we have the power, if it's possible that they should swear, of course we'll make them swear, in order that maybe one would admit that it belongs, the whole thing belongs to the other one. So therefore the Mishnah Chokim are good according to Simchus also. Tanu Gemara says, Ularabo Barafuda. The Yoma, but according to Rabbi Barafuna, that he says, "O Masum Chesafilu Bari Bari Michael Meimer," that Rabbi Barafuna holds no, that Sumchis holds the Shita even in the case where the two people are the Tainas Bari. I say I know for sure it was this way, and you say you know for sure the other way. It's another case, the Gemara that we'll have later on, the Perek HaShoyel. Still, he holds Yachleikim without a Shvua. So you said that's not like our Mishnah. So the Mishnah says no. Afilu Taimel. So the Gemara answers like this. That Afilu Taim, the Sumchus, no, is maybe the Mishnah, our Mishnah still goes according to Sumchus. And even the way Rabbi Bar Rafuna learns, that in the case of Bari Vibari, also you do not have to make a Shua. But I feel like this maybe. Kiyom Asumchus, when the Sumchus said, with the Abashoshana Gurkhasaparo, Heicha Diku Dror de Mamaina. Where there is a Dror de Mamaina. It means a big doubt. So here's a machlokes exactly, it's a machlokes what this means between Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi learns Dror de Mamaina means Chesaron Mamon. There's going to be a vadai loss of money over there. Because over there, that if we make the mazik pay and he did not do it, so then you're making him pay extra money that he doesn't have to. And if you're going to free him, you're making the nizik lose out. So over there, in the case where the shor hit the pregnant parah and killed the kid, so there, if we make him pay too much or too little, over there it's going to be a loss for one of them. That's where Rashi learns Dror de Mamaina. So it's like this. Kiyam when the Sumchus say Yachloikim without a Shvua, Heichidikud Dror de Mamaina, where there's for sure going to be a loss to one of the two parties. So then we have to say Yachloikim even without a Shvua. Aval Heichidikud Dror de Mamaina, for the case where there won't be such a certain kiss like in our Mishnah, like either by a Mitziah, where even if we take away the Mitziah, it's not going to be losing out so much, because it like came for free, so it went away for free. It's not called such a loss. Maybe Loi, maybe there Sumchus would admit that you have to make a Shvua. That's the way Rashi learns. Tosfos learns a little bit different. Tosfos learns that Dror de Mamaina means Pirish Shebeloi Tainasayim Yeshotet LeBezdin. Without even them opening up their mouth, just Bezdin sees the situation, Bezdin themselves sees the Suffolk here. The Yeshli Yechet Fi Achadairoi Beloi Tainasayim Kegoin in the case of Shoshan Yechet HaPara or Machle Par B'Chamor, that when Bezdin sees what happened, that the Shor hit the Para and they find now the Vlad on the side of the Para. So everybody has their own doubts. We have a doubt just by looking at it, even without the Mazik and the Nizik speaking up. We have a doubt right now that maybe it gave birth before, maybe it gave birth after. So where it's a Dror de Mamaina without the Tainasayim, there we see Achleik Afilu B'lo Shua. Because that's a strong thing. Like even without them opening up their mouth, we ourselves see the Suffolk. But in our mission over here, it's not called a Dror de Mamaina. If we see two people holding onto a talis, it doesn't mean to say that it belongs to both of them. It's very possible it belongs to one of them, and the other one is just holding onto it. So if they would not open up their mouth, Bezdin would not have any doubts here. So that's called a case of with no Dror de Mamaina. The Gemara is saying now as far as maybe now a case where without that tainus, without them opening up the mouth, there'd be no doubt at all. It's only because of that tainus, what they're opening up the mouth and their complaints, therefore we make them swear. So Gemara says, what kind of swear is this? Gemara says, V'lav kal v'chaymu. Isn't this like a kal v'chaymu? The swear should be just the opposite. Like Madach is like for sure over there by Shosh Nagach HaSapara, that it's a Dror de Mamaina. The way Rashi learns, they're for sure going to lose out some money. Or the way Tosfos learns, even without them saying anything, Bezdin just seeing the situation alone has the doubt. So there's Dror de Mamaina, that Lamar, Dror de Mamaina Lamar, each one has a good side, like even Bezdin just looking at the case has a good reason to say the whole thing should be his and the whole thing should be the other one's. We could say that the whole thing belongs to Reuven, or maybe the whole thing belongs to Shimon. So there is a big doubt, like the Gerard Ramayna. Over there, it's a good side to say the Matzik has to pay, and it's a good side to say no, the Matzik does not have to pay. So if so, still Oma Sumchis. Still Sumchis says over there, Momen Amut B'Safachokim B'lay Shvua, that we make a we let them divide it up, without making a Shvua, like why? Yeah, there's a bigger thought to say we should make them swear. Because we see a big reason, like we're letting them divide up. But really, we see a big reason it should not be this way. Really, we see a very big reason that the whole thing should belong to one. So by giving the other one half, like we should be afraid about it. So we should make him swear first. By the way, Rashi learns, for sure there's going to be a loss of money over here. But since for sure one of them is losing out, it's a swear we should not do this unless we make them swear first. Now, Tosfos speaks out, this question here is only according to the Rabbanim of Ben Enos. Because according to Ben Enos, this wouldn't be Kasha. Because Ben Enos holds the Svara that we don't let two people swear if we know for sure one is lying. So, in the case of Shosh Nogei Kasapora, even when Rabbi Barafuna learns, it's talking about Bori Rabori. That means, the Masik says, I know for sure the Pora gave birth before my Shur hit you. And the Nizik says, no, I know for sure that my Pora gave birth afterwards. So what he wants to say now, it's a swear that you'd have to swear, but according to Ben Enos, we can't let them both swear, because it's a shvuah shav involved. So Tosfos speaks out, the Gemara's question now is according to the Rabbanim of Ben Enos. The Rabbanim over there say, we don't care, even though one of them is for sure swearing false, but that's what we have to do now. We have to make them both swear. So Gemara's saying, if so, according to Sumchus now, it's a kavuchayma. Madich over there, where it's a gerard mamayna. There's a very good reason to make them swear. Still, Sumchus says no chokin. Even without a shvua, if so hochin, our mission over here, to lack a gerard mamayna. Here, like Rashi says, there's no big loss, one to the other. Either by mekach memcha, you're going to get your money back, or else by a mitzvah, so you're not really losing anything. Rest where Tosfos learns that without that tainus, Bezlin just seeing the actions, we do not see any suffix at all. So really there's a less of a doubt here. So the Kulameima de Tavayvi, if so, we really could say it belongs to both of them. Like it's possible to say, like we said before, maybe it's true that they both picked it up at the same time, maybe it's true that they both bought it at the same time. So then, Lekol Shechein, isn't it for sure then that we should make them, the din should be Yachleku without a Shua? Like over here, there's less of a doubt. Since there's less of a doubt, there's less of a loss, so that for sure the din should have been Yachleku without a Shua. So again, our Mishnah should not come out good according to Sumchus. So Gemara says, no, I'll tell you, Afilu Taima Sumchus, even if you want to tell your Mishnah goes according to Sumchus, Shvua Zu Midrabonin Hi. I tell you, the pshat for our Mishnah is, it's a new Shvua Midrabonin. Rabbonin gave a new Shvua over here. And Kid Rabbi Yechanan, like Rabbi Yechanan. The young Rabbi Yechanan said, you should know, Shavu Azu, the Shavu in our Mishnah, Takonas Chachomim Hi. It's a new type of a Takona that Rabbana made up over here. Shaloi Yei Kolechot V'yechot Holech V'toiker P'talisha Shechaveroi. Because otherwise, we don't want people just to go and grab away a cloth from the towel from somebody else. The young Mishalihu. He says, listen, I have nothing to lose. I want to be a ganav, have an easy way. I'll go and grab away somebody else's talus, and I'll say, I found it first. The other one will say, no, it's his. And we'll go to Bezdin, and we'll be a binyach leiko. So in order to stop this, Bezdin Badafka had to make a case to make a shua. So if even the world over Sumcha says, Momen Amor Pesafik is chokin, that's only by the case of Shoshanok Yechisaparo, where we can say the guy did it on purpose. We're not afraid he went and grabbed it away. The case happened. So there we say Achleika without a Shvua. But only in the case of our Mishnah here, we're afraid that somebody's going to go be Moriheta and go grab it away, or even our Moriheta. But we're still afraid somebody's going to go grab away the talis from somebody else, and they'll say, it belongs to me. In order there should be a Dini Achleika, therefore the Rabbana had to make a new Takana to make him swear before he gets even here. So it could be Sumchus agreed to the Takana of our Mishnah. So therefore our Mishnah maybe even goes according to Sumchus. That's why you have to make a shvua here. So Moshe says now, Leimah Masnisin to Loi Kareb Yosi. I'll still tell you, our mission does not go according to Kareb Yosi. Di Kareb Yosi, Ha'amri, Kareb Yosi says the Svara, Im Kain, Ma Hefzer HaRamai. What does the Ramai lose out? Ela Ko Yehemunach HaChiyovi Eliyo. That Kareb Yosi says, we don't let the Ramai get anything. Because if so, a Ramai will always grab. Rashi says the other case is the kamba mafkid shnayim shavkidu etzel echad. Two people lent or gave somebody money to hold for them. Zem one was their masayim. Reuven gave Levi $100 to hold for him, and Shimon gave Levi $200. Then later Zem and Masayim Shli, Zem and Masayim Shli. Each one comes back to Levi and says, the 200 belongs to me. So what do we do there? There it says, the Tanakam over there says that we give 100 to both of them, and the 300 is Munachat Shiyav Yeliyo. That's what Yossi says back, no, in came my Hesed Ramah, like what does he have to lose by lying? Even the one that only gave $100, let him say the 200 belongs to me, like why should he admit? So therefore, the Yossi says in this case we have to make a kenas like to say all $300 is Yehei Munach. We leave it at Shiyav Yeliyo, in order that a Ramah should not go, he only loses by lying. So saw Mishnah Shnos to be like that. Since true one of these two people are lying here, we should have said that the whole talis should remain by Bezdin until Eliyahu HaNavi comes, and therefore Rami won't go and grab and the other one's talis. So Mishnah says, Elamai, so what do you want to tell me then, Rabbonin? So what do you want to tell me? Mishnah goes according to Rabbonin that says over there that we do give back 100 apiece. Kivun the Yama Rabbonin Ashay Yehim Nachashiyav Eliyahu. But since over there the Rabbonin say on what they're arguing, the $300, we do not say Achleku, but rather we leave it over to Eliyahu and Anavi comes. If so, Hachinami, Kishar Dunei, Tisveki. If so, our whole talis here is like that $100. So if so, on our Mishnah we should have said Yehim Munach. So Mishnah Zakash according to Rabbanan also then. Like here they're arguing in this hotel is Zamanim Tzir, Zamanim Tzir. So according to Rabbanan that they say over there, the $300, that the 100 that they're arguing on, we say Yehem Munach, you don't say Achleiku. So again, it's not like our Mishnah. So Mishnah says, no, hi, my, what's one have to do with the other? If you want to tell me Rabbanan, if you want to tell me Mishnah comes out according to the Rabbanan, I'll tell you Hossam, the Vadai Hai Mona Dechad Minayu. Who Ami Rabbanan Yehem Munach, Achiyavi Eliyo. So I'll tell you over there that we know for sure this $300 is one of these twos. We know for sure it either belongs to Reuven or else it belongs to Shimon, but not to both of them. So therefore we can't do anything. We have to leave it till Eliyahu when Anavi comes. But Hachudik Lameima, the Tavayu will be here like the whole time we're saying here in our mission. It's possible to say that maybe both of them picked it up at the same time. Maybe both of them bought it at the same time. Amir Rabbanan Pagi Bishvua. Maybe the Rabbanan would admit that the din of our mission would be to have a machleika, the achleika with a shvua. And one says, Elo, but Iyam with Rabbi Yisrael said that, but this is the kasha though. But Elo Iyam with Rabbi Yisrael, but like, how could you say, Mr. Goes across Rabbi Yisrael, Hashtu ma hosam. Like, ma duch over there. The Bavadai Iko mon lamar, Vika mon lamar. Over there, $100 for sure belongs to Reuven. And $100 for sure belongs to Shimon. Still on Rabbi Yisrael, hey, Munachat Shiyav Yeliyo, Rabbi Yisrael says we'll make a kanas. And we leave all $300 alone. Until Eliyo Navi comes. Here there maybe the whole talis belongs to only one of them. Isn't it for sure that we should not say Achleku, but rather the din of the Mishnah should have been Yehei Munach. We should leave it by Bezdin until Eliyahu never comes and tells us the truth. So Moshe says no. Even if you want to say the Mishnah has a question of Yosi. Hosam Vadi Ikaramai. Over there, for sure, one of these two people are lying. Like, we know for sure only one of them, Reuven and Shimon, one of them gave 100, and one of them gave 200. Now that they're both saying they gave 200, one of them for sure is lying. But Hocher again, Mi Yemar, who says, the Ikaran, who says that they're lying over here? Eimar Tavaya Behad Adad Yagvu, it's possible to say that really both of them picked up at the same time. So therefore, even according to Rabbi Yaisi, we admit in our Mishnah, we would not make the Knas, and therefore rather we would say, Al Yachleiku. That's one third. So maybe a Mishnah could come out good according to Rabbi Yosi. Inami or else, Hossam Konas Le Rabbi Yosi Le Ramai, Ki Hecha De Loidi. Over there, Rabbi Yama makes the Knas for the lawyer that he should admit that at least he should want to give back his $100. He shouldn't lose out everything. Hocho, might say this Le De Loidi. But over here, without losing out anything. In other words, in the case of a Mitzia, let's say, like, what is he losing out? Like, I say, half belongs to me. So even though nothing belongs to you, but you're not losing out. So therefore, if we make a kenas, Yehei Munach, that won't stop you, because you're not losing out anything. Only over there does Rabbi Yosef say we make a kenas, because over there you can lose out your $100, you're afraid to do it. So Moshe says, Tenach Mitzia, that's a good spread by Mitzia. But Nekach Amencha, Maikla Meima. But Nekach Amencha, we said the case was where both of them gave the $100. So if we're going to say now Yehei Munach, then the person, the lawyer, that really came second, and he's saying he came first, he'll be afraid to do it, because he's really losing out.
So it doesn't come out good according to Rabbi Yossi, but make a chamemcha. So Moshe Nachmami, Ella Machvat, we have to come back, make it clear, Kirishnin Mikol, like we answered before, that our Mishnah only comes out good according to Rabbanin and not according to Rabbi Yossi.
Alright, we'll stop here. We'll go to the test tomorrow again on the next tape.
Gimel Amar Aleph. Again, last Gemara again was again the now Mishnah says Shnayim Erichs and Betalus, so they both have to make a Shvuah, and each one takes half. So again, last Gemara's Kashua, there was a Machlokes between Rabbi Yosi and the Rabbonin. So Gemara said Luchura Leima Mastis and Bloik Rabbi Yosi, Dik Rabbi Yosi Omar and Kaima Hefsed Ramai. Rabbi Yosi said in the case where two people gave money to somebody to watch, that Reuven gave 200 and Shimon gave 100. And now they're both coming back and say they both gave 200. So that over there it says, Rabbi Yossi says, neither of them get the money, but rather we leave the money and we say Yehemunach. So now how come in our Mishnah we say Achloiku, why don't we say Yehemunach? So Mora says, El HaKol Yehemunach HaChiyav Yeliyo. So Mora says, the Mishnah is not like Rabbi Yossi. So Mora says, El Amai Rabbonin. What do you want to say? Mishnah goes according to Rabbonin. Kivan Yami Rabbonin HaShah Yehemunach HaChiyav Yeliyo. Since the Rabbonin say anyway, that the $300, that's a suffix. We leave that money to Eliyahu while Navi comes, we don't touch it. So Chur Honami, Kisha Dami, the Sveiki. So Chur is also Kash according to the Rabbonin. And now Mishnah, the Talis, is like the $300 that it's a Suffolk. So in our Mishnah we say Achleiku, and Akam over there we say Yehemunach. So Mora says, Hi Maya, what do I have to do with the other? Iyam Rabishlemi Rabbon, if you want to say Mishnah comes out good according to the Rabbonin, it's good. Hosam Devadei Haimon Adichad Minayahu, Ami Rabbonin Yehemunach at Shev Eliyahu. Only over there by the $300, which for sure belongs to either Reuven or to Shimon, but not to both of them. So therefore, since we don't know which one to give it to, we have to say Yehemunach, we leave it alone. But Hochob, in the case of our Mishnah, Tiyikulamayim with the Tavayuhu, like we said before, it's possible to say that maybe both the two of them picked up the Mitzi at the same time, so really maybe it belongs to both of them. Amir Rabbonin, Palgi B'Shvur. That's what here in our Mishnah, we say Shnei Marchin, that then is Yachlok with the Shvur. But early Yamavid, if you want to tell me, Rabbi Yosi, that I'm a Mishnah go according to Rabbi Yosi, Hashtah, then the question is like this, Hashtah, like if, Umahosam de Bavadai, Ika Monolomar, Vika Monolomar, Omer Rabbi Yosi, Hemunachach Yavielio, Madach over there, again the case was where one person gave 200, and one person gave 100, but for sure both of them gave at least $100, so the Chura to give back $100 to each one is for sure right. Still, we say what? Yehemunach, the Rabbi Yossi says, all the $300. We leave it alone. Siv so, hocha, and now Mishnah, even this one talis, tikal meimo, tichad minayuhu lekol shechein. And now Mishnah, we're not for sure that they both own the talis. It's possible to say one really picked it up before the other one. Siv so, we give it away, yach leku, and we're doing something wrong. Like Madach over there, Rabbi Yossi holds even by the first $200. That for sure will be given back the right way. Still we say Yehemunach. If so, here for sure that it may not be given back the right way, for sure we should say Yehemunach. So that's the proof that our Mishnah cannot go like Rabbi Yossi. So Gemara says, no. Afilo teimer Rabbi Yossi, even if you want to say goes against Rabbi Yossi, I'll tell you a big difference. Hosam vadi karamai. Over there, one of the two for sure is lying. So, therefore, we make like a takona to stop the liar, so we say he's going to get nothing, like we'll soon explain further. But hocha, now Mishnah, miyay madika ramai, who says there's a for sure liar altogether? Ema, maybe we could say that tavaya bihatadodi yagvo. It's possible to say that maybe both of them picked it up at the same time, so maybe it's not true that both of them own the talis. Therefore, since it's possible that it's emes, that's what we say in our Mishnah yachloiku. Only over there where for sure there's one person that's lying, there Rabbi Yossi makes this knas of Yehemunach. In Nami, another parrot says, I'll tell you like this, maybe. Hosam konas like Rabbi Yossi l'ramai kihecha deloidi. Maybe over there, Rabbi Yossi makes a knas in order to stop the person from lying. In other words, that he's going to lose out. Like the person that only gave 100. If he's going to say now that he gave 200, he's going to have something to lose. He won't even get back his $100. That's going to stop him from lying. That's where over there Rabbi Yosef makes the kanas. But hocho benal mishnah by a mitziyah might say this lay the loydi. What does he have? He has nothing to lose here. To be moida. In other words, by a mitziyah, where one person picked it up first. So now the second person comes to lie and says, no, he picked it up first. Like he has nothing to lose. Because without this, he would get nothing for sure. Now maybe he'll get it. So in the case of our mishnah then, That's the reason why we don't say Hey Munach, because it's not going to help anything. It's not going to stop the Rami the fact to take it away from them. He has nothing to lose. So therefore, rather would make a Shavua. So maybe our Mishnah comes like good according to Rabbi Yossi. So Mora says, no, Tainach Metziya. That's a good answer by Metziya, where he has nothing to lose out. But Nekach HaMemcha Mayik LeMema. Like we said before, the case of Nekach HaMemcha is where both of them gave $100. So the Chur there, we should make a Kanas to take away the money from both of them in order that the Rami should not decide to lie. So Mora answers, Ela Machvata Kashanim Mikarva. Rather, we answer the way we answered before. In other words, it's possible to say the Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Yossi, but not with the svar of Knas, not according to the last answer. But if you hold like the Teretz before, then it'll come out good according to Rabbi Yossi also. Only where, for sure, there's a Rami, for sure there's a liar. But now a Mishnah where it's not for sure there's a liar. Maybe they're both, maybe it really happened. The way they said, maybe both bought it together, or maybe both picked it up together, there's no Knas according to Rabbi Yossi. So it's possible to say that our Mishnah could come out according to Rabbi Yossi. Now the Gemara asks a question like this now. Bein l'Rabbanan l'bein l'Rabbi Yossi, both of them, in this last case of Yehi Munach, the Chura Hosom Gabi Chend Ben Yapin Kosi, the case that we had before by Ben Enes, the case of Chend Ben Yapin Kosi, the Tony over there, it says according to the Rabbanan, that Zen Nishba V'Noitel, V'Zen Nishba V'Noitel, Maishnot Loyam Rinon, Nafkel B'Moinim B'Bala Bayis, V'Yehi Munach Ad Shiyovi Eliyahu. How come, according to the Rabbanan sheet over there, Bechend Ben Yapin Kosi, that we let them both swear, and therefore the Balabas will soon explain the case, has to pay the money to both of them. He has to pay the money to the chendman, to the storekeeper, and he also has to pay the money to his problem, to his workers. So the question is, why don't we say, according to Rabbi Yosef, according to Rabbanan, we should take away the money from the Balabas, and we should leave it alone until Eliyahu HaNavi comes. Because over there, for sure, one of the two people are lying. This is the question. Now again, the case clearly of Chen Ben Yapin Kosi, like we had before, was, it's like this. Let's say a person gives money to the storekeeper, and tells the storekeeper, listen, either give food to my son, like worth these $10, or else, listen, I owe my workers money. So I'm telling you, give $10 worth of food to my workers, and I'll pay you the money. That was the case. So the Balabas told the Chenveni, told his storekeeper, listen, give $10 worth of food to my worker, because I owe him $10, and I'll pay you back the money. And the case is that the Chenveni, the storekeeper, now comes to Balabas and says, listen, I gave your worker $10 worth of food, pay me up to $10. But the worker also comes back to the Balabas and tells the Balabas, listen, the storekeeper didn't give me any food, I didn't receive money from you, you owe me $10. So two people now coming back to the owner, to the Balabas, for the $10. The storekeeper is coming for his $10, and the worker is coming for his $10. So the Rabbanan say over there, the halacha is that both of them swear to the Balabas, and they both get $10 back. The Chenveni, the storekeeper, swears to the Balabas that he gave $10 worth of food to the Poilim, and therefore you owe me $10, and the Balabas has to pay him. And then the problem, the workers come to the Balabas and say, nothing doing, we didn't receive anything, and we swear we didn't receive anything. So the halacha is, there, according to the Rabbanan Shita, that the Balabas has to pay back both of them. He has to pay $10 to the storekeeper and $10 to the poilim. Now that we had before, the banana says, no, we don't let them swear, because for sure one of these two people, either the storekeeper or the workers, are swearing false. So Bezdin can't let a shvur shekel come about. But I call upon them, according to the Rabbanan, though, we let them swear, and they both collect the money from the Balabais. This is the kasha now over here, for sure, one of these two people are lying. Either the Chenveni, or else the Poilim are lying. So according to Rabbi Yosef, according to the Rabbanan over here, just like by this third $100, that for sure one of the two are lying, we say a new klal of Yehei Munach, will take away this money, and we'll put it away until Eliyahu HaNavi comes to tell us whose it really belongs to. See here also. The halacha should have been that true. The Balabas for sure owes $10. It's a question to who does he owe it? Does he owe it to the storekeeper? Or does he owe it to the workers? So we should say, Yehei Munach, take these $10 and leave it in Beis Din, and we'll leave it there until Eliyahu HaNavi comes. Because for sure one of these two people are lying. And when we have for sure a Rami, a liar, that's the halacha that Rabbi Yosi and Rabbanan both agree. We say, Yehei Munach, Hachiyav Eliyahu. So the Chura, the din over there, Chen V'Nyapikosi, does not come out either according to Rabbi Yosi or according to the Rabbanan. The Gemara says no. I'll tell you a big difference. The Gemara says, Amri, I tell you, Hosam Hainu Taima. There it's much different. Like really there we look at it as if it's two different din Torahs. We look at each one separately, we don't put the two together. Like there the chenveni, the storekeeper, comes to the Baal HaBayis and says like this, listen, you told me to give $10 worth of food to your workmen, I did it. I did what you told me to do. Ma isli gabes sachir. What do I have to do with your workmen? I don't owe him anything. I never said I'll give him any money. Like I'm going to collect from him. You, the Baal HaBayis, told me to give him $10 worth of food. I did it. So now I'm coming back to you. You owe me the money. Now afa gav dekom mishtabeli. Even though this poil, your workman, is going to swear to me that I didn't give the storekeeper saying that even though your workman is going to swear to me now that he did not receive anything from me, but still len hemlin levi shvur, I don't trust him because I never believed him. Like, you don't have to believe somebody's shvur. I have a right to say he's a liar. You only have to believe somebody if you first trusted him. Like if you gave him money, if you made him a shliach. But here the storekeeper says, I never did any business with this poil, with this worker. It's just you told me to give him the $10, so I gave it to him. But lemaisa, I don't trust him. I hope he's a liar. Therefore, his shvua means nothing to me. Therefore, at hermanta, you trusted me. So the storekeeper says to the Baal HaBayis, listen, you trusted me when you said that I'll give you the $10 if you give it to my workers. The lawyer mart, the leader sadi, havli. Because you did not tell it to me in front of Tuedim. Like you did not tell me, pay these $10 worth of food to your worker in front of Tuedim. So therefore, since you didn't tell me to do that, it looks as if you trusted me. So therefore, the storekeeper has his own din Torah with the Baal HaBayis to tell the Baal HaBayis, listen, you owe me these $10. So we look as if that's one din Torah by itself. So therefore, the Baal HaBayis has to pay him. Now, the Sorchenami, it's like a second din Torah with the workman. That the workman comes now to the owner, to the Baal HaBayis, and says, listen, Omer le Baal HaBayis, ano avdi avidito. Kabach, listen, I worked for you, and you owe me money. Ma isli gabi chenveni, what do I have to do with the storekeeper? Like, you're telling me now the storekeeper was supposed to pay me goods, and I say I never received the money from the storekeeper. What do I have to do with him? I, the storekeeper, swearing to you that he gave me the money. Afa gabi mishtabeli, lem hemeli. The same thing that the workman could say back to the Baal HaBayis. I don't trust this storekeeper. I say he's a liar. His shvua means nothing to me. Hilkach, therefore, tavayu mishtaboyi v'shtaklim Baal HaBayis. Therefore, over there, both of them have a right to swear to the Baal HaBayis, the storekeeper, that he gave the $10 worth of merchandise, and therefore he has a right to collect the $10, and the workman has a right to swear to the Baal HaBayis. They didn't receive anything yet, and therefore they received back their $10. Because over there, we look as if it's like two different din Torahs. Mashenk, in the case of Rav Yosi, here the case is where two people gave the money to the Shomer. Reuven gave $200 to Levi, and Shimon only gave $100. So now they're both coming to Levi and saying, I'm the one that gave you $200. So it's one din Torah now. Who is the person that gave him the $200? So in such a case where there's a for sure liar in this one din Torah, here Rabbi Yosef and the Rabbanan say, at least on the $300, we have to say Yehei Munach. So we can't look at each din Torah by itself. It's like one din Torah. But over here, each one has their own time against the Baal HaBayis. Therefore here, we say they both swear and they could collect from the Baal HaBayis. Now the Gemara says like this, Tony Rabbi Chia, Rabbi Chia learned like this, that if somebody says, if Reuven says to Shimon, Mona li biyodcha, listen, you owe me $100, you have $100 of mine. V'alo yoyim, and Shimon enters back and says, no, ein lecha biyodi klum, I don't owe you a penny. So that's called kofer hakol, and medivaisis potter. But v'edim idem oise, but Reuven has two edim, that she yesh lecha mishim zuz, that Shimon for sure owes him at least $50, So the locher is now, that's for sure Shimon has to pay back $50 because Reuven has two edim that he owes him. And now the chiddush of Rav Chir is, the yeshover al hashar, that Shimon has to swear about the other $50 that he does not owe it to him. Even though Shimon was only a kofer hakol and a kofer hakol is potter from the shvuah midiraisa, but here Rav Chir is being mechadish, shaloite adoyes piv, gedoyle meadoyes saidin nekavachayma, that adoyes piv can't be greater than Edim with a Kal V'Chomer. In other words, if this Shimon would have admitted himself that he owes $50, he would have been called a Moed B'Miksas. And we know whenever you admit a half of my Taina,